Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about having zeal for my will or having zeal for God's will. I'm going to read to you a longer section of scripture than we normally read here on these daily times in God's Word. But hang with me. I'm going to read to you 1 Samuel chapter 15, starting at verse 17 and going all the way through verse 21. Here we go. 1 Samuel chapter 15, starting at verse 17, where we read. So Samuel said, "When you were little in your own eyes, were you not head of all the tribes of Israel? And did not the Lord anoint you king over Israel? Now the Lord sent you on a mission and said, 'Go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they are consumed.' Why then did you not obey the voice of the Lord? Why did you swoop down on the spoil and do evil in the sight of the Lord?" And Saul said to Samuel, "But I have obeyed the voice of the Lord and gone on the mission which the Lord sent me and brought back King Agag of Amalek, and I have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took of the plunder, the sheep, the oxen, the best of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice to the Lord your God in Gilgal." Through the prophet Samuel, God confronted the sin of King Saul. God had commanded Saul to make a unique war of judgment against the Amalekites. A war of judgment, as I just said. God wanted the judgment against the Amalekites to be complete, sparing no one. God also wanted the judgment to be somber, with no one in Israel happy because they received spoil from the battle. So no spoil was to be taken, and all was to be destroyed. Saul failed. He kept some of the Amalekites alive, notably Agag, the king of the Amalekites. Saul also followed the soldiers of Israel, or he actually allowed the soldiers of Israel, to keep some of the spoil, making them happy and rich on what should have been a somber occasion of judgment. Therefore, Samuel spoke for the Lord when he said, "Now the Lord sent you on a mission. Why did you not obey the voice of the Lord?" Now, this was the most apparent of Saul's sins. God gave him a specific command, and he directly disobeyed it. Though the disobedience was most apparent sin of that Saul performed, the root of Saul's disobedience was far worse. It was pride. Samuel referred to this when he remembered when things were different with Saul. He said, "When you were little in your own eyes, were you not the head of the tribes of Israel?" It could no longer be said of Saul, "You're little in your own eyes." Now he was big in his own eyes. And that made God small in his eyes. In response, Saul first insisted that he was innocent. He said, "But I've obeyed the voice of the Lord." Saul was so self-deceived that he could boast of his obedience and then immediately describe how he did not obey the voice of the Lord. He said that he brought back Agag, king of Amalek, alive. The self-deception was deep. But after insisting that he was innocent, Saul then blamed the people for the sin. He said, "But the people took of the plunder." Now that statement was a half-truth that was really a whole lie. It was true that the people took of the plunder, but they did so by following Saul's example, because he spared Agag, king of Amalek, and by Saul's allowance, because the king did nothing to stop or discourage them. Saul was filled with zeal in commanding his army when it suited him to be so. In the previous chapter, he commanded a death sentence on anyone who ate anything on the day of battle. He was willing to execute his own son Jonathan in his zeal to have his commands obeyed. You see, Saul was full of fire and zeal when it came to his own will, but not when it came to the will of God. For us, it should be just the opposite. We should be quick to do the will of God, but slow to do our own will. May it be that way for us, even today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.